Today on Snail Trail 4x4, Tyler goes quad boxing, Corey singes his man boobies, and it's still no Jimber.
Snail Trail 4x4 is brought to you by Bestline Racing. Bestline Racing has a complete lineup of performance additives for your engine's needs. From our oil additives to our fuel treatments, we have you covered for your hobby, tow rig, race car, or your daily driver. Check the show notes for your Snail Trail 4x4 discount at bestlineracing.com.
Beat time.
Welcome one, welcome all to the Snail Trail 4x4 podcast. If you like going off-roading in Toyotas, wrenching on Toyotas, camping in Toyotas, and maybe even poking a little bit of fun at Toyotas, and of course, hearing about how awesome tools are in your Toyotas, then this is the podcast for you. That's right, ladies and germs. My name is Tyler. I'll be one of your hosts and confidants on this amazing Cyber Monday episode. We have a lot of treats in store for you guys, but before we get there, I have to say hi to my good buddy, Mr. Jim. Jimmy, how are you?
I'm doing well, Tyler. Thank you very much. How are you?
Yeah, doing pretty well. I'm excited for this episode.
Yeah, this is going to be fun. Definitely.
This is like Christmas comes early to somebody.
Hey, so before we dive too deep into everything, on last Thursday, and the Thursday before that, you teased the whole audience about why spaghetti and Toyotas go together, but I don't think you ever said why.
Explained it why,
in the bumper.
Yeah,
you said, and if you like knowing why spaghetti and Toyotas go together or something. I don't think you ever told us why that happens.
I'll have to put a picture out on Instagram.
Okay,
there are a lot of wires hanging down below Kermit right now, and just kind of in a pile on the ground underneath Kermit.
Got it. Yeah. Okay, that makes sense. I didn't put one and two and four and
gotcha.
You know, a zero lead together.
There's somebody no zeros. Might have. There's two gauges.
Oh, there's two gauges?
Yeah, twos, fours, sixes, eights, and then I still have to run the 10 gauge.
Okay, so. Cool. Well, if anybody else understood the reference, kudos on you because I didn't catch it.
Nice. Yeah. God, yeah. I've got 25 feet of two gauge, two strands of that, load in the ground. I've got,
for the winch. Okay.
And then I have, 20 feet of four gauge, 20 feet of six gauge, then two runs of 20 feet of eight gauge, kind of all dangling there, laying underneath the 4Runner right now. So I've got essentially
the 4Runner that long.
No, it's only 13 to 14 feet long.
Okay.
But essentially, I just bought 25-foot runs of it, and I'm going to string it all up and then cut it off and terminate it after I get it all kind of ran where I want it to be.
Got it.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Good times.
Very nice. And, well, I mean, we're recording this in the past.
Yes.
So, in theory, you're done, hopefully, now, and you've actually you went out and wheeled?
Hopefully.
There
hopefully
you go.
I'm out wheeling today, either today or yesterday. We'll see.
Okay.
Hopefully, man. I don't know. It's going to be rough. I'm almost done. I can see the light at the end of the tunnel for the electrical. And then from there, it's just a matter of drilling and tapping my hub studs.
Got it.
So,
okay.
And then if I really want to, while I'm doing that, if I have enough time, I'll redo my axle seals, but I don't know if I'm going to have time. I think I'm just going to pull the IFS hub assemblies.
I have a dirty wheel because of that.
I don't know what you're talking about. Oh man.
Nice.
Yeah, it'll be all fun. Right. So yeah, I'll get some pictures of that, post them online. Cause it does look quite entertaining right now with all the winch wires down.
It absolutely does. And now that you say the connection, I completely understand what you're talking about because I know I've seen Kermit with his guts hanging out.
It looks like his intestines are just hanging out there.
So now I understand it. Cool.
Yeah,
well, I think we should definitely be thanking our patrons. This is going to be a great episode for them.
And without you guys, we would not be doing this episode
pretty much.
really a lot of the episodes, but but this one in particular. So that's a little tease. You guys will get to see after the break what we got in store for you.
Yeah, or you probably read the title.
Readings for people that are overachievers.
Right. So this month we do have the Vyaire giveaway going on.
That's next month, December.
Oh, is that next month?
Yeah. All right. Wait, who's it? Hold on. What's the date on Cyber Monday?
It's the few days before, right?
Cyber Monday is the last day of November.
Right. So, okay. So next, this is the last day you could get in for the Rogue Element. And next month,
yes,
there's the Vi-Air air compressor donated by Morflate.
Woo, woo. So thank you, Morflate. You're welcome.
There you go.
Snail trail.
Yeah. And if you are, you know, if you went out and purchased some extra brew skis at for Thanksgiving, you know, mm-hmm. and you didn't really have any way to store them, you should be getting this growler that we're giving away right mm-hmm. now.
You guys have until midnight tonight, pretty much, to get in and make sure you're in on that giveaway tier over at patreon.com/snailtrail4x4. Do we have an update on the treasure hunt?
Not right now.
Not since the last episode, because we've been recording a lot to try and get through the holidays and kind of get some episodes stored together for the holidays here so we can spend time with our family. Hopefully you guys are spending time with your families, having a good time out there, staying safe. So hopefully next episode, maybe next Mondays, I don't know. We have another big episode planned for next Monday.
Next Monday is a good big one. Yeah. 150.
I know.
Episode 150.
That's crazy.
So maybe 149 we'll have a good update.
Yeah. Cool. So let's see, what else is there? No more updates already. That's when we need the elevator music and put into the board so that we don't have to put it in post-production. Cool. So no more updates. So without further ado, then let's head right on over to today's campfire discussion, which is going to be awesome. I'm excited. It's like Christmas coming 25 days early, 26 days early.
Kind of, yeah.
What day is Christmas on?
The 25th.
25th? Okay, so 26 days early.
Yeah. So this is going to be a tease, too. So I'll explain that later.
Oh. Well, now you're teasing me.
I'm teasing everybody.
Oh.
Especially one person.
Especially one person? Me?
No.
Oh.
I'll explain that later.
I'm so confused.
We have to jump into the main topic.
Okay. Okay. All right. Take a quick break. Grab your drinks. Grab those. What do people drink during the holidays? Eggnog and
rum.
Rum. Rum chattas.
Yeah. I got one. Rum. Our family does tuwaka.
What's that?
It's I'm not exactly sure what it's a liqueur of some sort.
Okay.
So we do tuwaka and we warm up like some apple cider or apple juice and we just pour the tuwaka into the apple juice.
Oh.
And so it's this warm liqueur apple juice. It's super tasty.
Have you had glog before? I'm pretty sure it's called glog.
No, I don't know.
It's warmed up red wine.
Okay.
And you can do port if you want it to be super sweet, but you essentially do mulling spices.
Yeah, mulled wine.
Mulled wine.
Yeah, I've had mulled wine.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's one of my favorite ones.
That's a good one. Yeah, yeah, definitely.
All right. Well, grab your tuwaka and grab your mulled wine, your glog, and we'll be right on back after the break. Welcome back, ladies and gentle-ladies, to today's campfire discussion. We have a really fun tease that Jimmy is going to explain to us here.
Now?
I don't know. You said you were going to explain it later.
Okay. I'll explain it now. So, well, we've got the man himself, Gear Wrench Corey, on the line.
I thought you were talking to me.
No.
Oh, come on.
I don't think I've ever said that about you. Corey, how you doing?
Hello.
Hey. So the tease was that today with Gear Wrench Corey, we're going to be discussing what tools are in the Gear Wrench Corey's runner-up giveaway of epic proportions and legendary crap stuff things.
Also known as Gear Wrench Corey's box.
There you go.
That's right.
And so the reason it's a tease is because one lucky winner out there, one of the 40 submissions that we have, is going to have to wait to get all this stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So you're going to hear about it now and hear about Gear Wrench's new tools that are coming out.
Yes.
And I apologize. You're going to have to wait for like two or three weeks. So it's something.
Yeah, something like that from now.
So,
Have we watched any of the videos yet?
I haven't.
Going into this episode? No. I haven't either. I've seen one. So
yeah.
Corey, I don't think you've seen any, have you?
No. Yeah. I'm very interested and excited. So first, thank you to you listeners for submitting. That was awesome. We got that many.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for those that are slackers, snooze you lose.
There you go.
But I appreciate the slackerness of the last minute. I think we were at like 10 for like the first like 3 months of this thing, and then almost 50 of them came in the last week.
Yeah, it was like literally the last day we got 12 to 15.
Yeah,
on the 15th of November.
We like doubled how many people in a day.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. Ultimate slackers, congratulations.
Oh, I'm sure the same thing happened to Gear Wrench though.
100%.
I don't think they only gained 15 more, which were the 15 of ours.
Yeah.
No. From my understanding, I think the odds are in the thousands.
Oh, wow. Good.
So I think, I don't know the full total number, but it's over 1,000 minimum. I know that.
Nice.
That's cool.
So your odds are very good, at least in the secondary one.
Yeah.
And you are going to get some awesome prizes.
Mm-hmm. So let's dive into some of those prizes.
Hold on 1 second.
Okay.
It is November still.
Oh, it is, technically. This is the 30th of November.
Yeah, it is. But it's a Monday episode. Yeah,
I know, but true. Sorry. The way this worked out, unfortunately, on a Monday episode, but Gearwrench celebrates November.
Uh-huh. Yay.
And so we've got a November gift for you. Nice.
Okay. I'm liking this.
Don't look at me. I don't have anything else for you.
No? I knew you didn't, but I was more curious if you knew what was in Corey's box.
I don't know what's in Corey's box. I'm kind of curious to see what's in Corey's box.
Men's heated jacket with detachable hood. What?
So what I want to do, Jimmy.
Bitter. I'm going to be bitter now.
Okay.
I'm going to go get mine on. For those that don't know, I don't know if you told them where we're at right now.
Mm-mm. So we have not given away what studio we're at yet.
Okay. So we're at Studio G, I guess. This makes Studio G, technically.
Yeah, GW. Yeah.
G-Dub.
So I can go run in and get my jacket, and we both can wear them during the podcast, get nice and cozy, because we're in my garage where it's not heated. And,
Tyler didn't even bring a jacket today.
Tyler, you want to borrow my puffy?
Maybe. I'm just going to be small.
That's pretty good. Is there a battery? Oh, I speak. There's the battery.
There's the battery. So it's about half charge. You got to charge it.
Oh, yeah. Is there another one? Two batteries?
No. That's the charger. That's the
charger, which is bigger than the battery.
Yes. The battery is really slim. It's really cool. And you can actually pull power off of that battery. So if you just wanted to charge your phone or any, cool. As we found out,
it's essentially a battery pack because that's the one that we used when treasure hunting.
Yes, when we need a GPS situation and your phone died.
Whoops. I blame my dad for
Gearwrench jacket to the rescue. Once you remove the tags, though, Jimmy, it is yours officially. No returns. It says it's clearly on there.
This is going to be wonderful. Where's the?
That's pretty nice. So it's a soft shell, soft shell material on the outside. What's on the inside? Like a fleece lined or?
Yeah, it's got a little bit of liner.
Like a little poly liner.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Poly liner.
It's got a heated core on the little bit of the chest, but mainly it's in the back.
Ooh,
back section. The little bottom pocket is where you put that in there. Oh, it's blinking now. And then you press the GW logo, and it has three settings on it. It has on, and then high, and then low and medium. So red is the high. There you go. And it's going to blink as it heats up.
Interesting.
Hey, that puffy fits you pretty good, actually.
It's not too bad.
All right.
How's it feel?
It's so far so good. I can't feel it warming up quite yet, but I'm sure very soon it will be.
So you got a zipper for your phone and stuff in the front. So it's got that front zipper for wallet phone situation. You got side zippers, and then the hood is a zipper that detaches as well.
Nice.
And it has little drawstrings too, because so you can become evil.
Become evil.
I don't need a jacket to do that. Heck yeah.
Nice.
Thank you, Corey.
That looks good.
I know. I'm soaked.
So you guys got them back in stock.
It's getting warm now.
You guys got them back in stock after you bought them all last time?
Yes. All right. Nice. I think I think enough fooling around. So it is no Jimber, but I felt bad. So.
Aww.
Do I get one too?
Give me my puffy back.
I'm going to wear the puffy under. No.
There you go. Nice.
Thank you.
Heck yeah.
I was going to wait until December to be really mean, but I was like, that's just way too mean. And he's gonna complain and while you guys go winter wheeling, and it's just going to be
horrible.
Meanwhile,
I go winter wheeling.
Oh, it's feeling so good. The back is super warm right now.
Yeah, so Mrs. Gearinch today had her sweatshirt version on. And she went running after the dog. The dog got loose. And she came back. She was pouring sweat. She's like, this thing's so hot. So beware, if you do some exercise, it will you'll heat up very good. Yeah, just, you put it on low now.
Yeah. I got to see these at SEMA.
Yes.
I was stoked. I was I wanted one for so long after seeing them at SEMA. And just never got my hands on them. But this thing, yeah, I'm super excited. Thank you so much.
No problem. Happy no Jimber, and
I might have to get rid of the everybody's favorite jacket.
Oh,
one of these.
Gearinch Corey is going to be Wheeling Wine and Whiskey's favorite friend now.
Right.
I almost got him the vest so he could stay in style.
Nice.
That would have been funny.
But yeah, I thought about Carrie. Yeah, or the I thought about your wife on that one.
Oh yeah, she. She would probably love it too. She would love one because she does a lot of morning running. That she goes out and runs a lot in the morning. So I'm excited. That's exciting. Thank you.
This is awesome.
He knew about yours. He did not know about his.
No. So. Yeah, I
think
I was
he was very it. Hopeful.
I had my fingers crossed. But.
I like in text message of sending him one, like I could see because I gave him two options and he picked the one for you, the jacket. And then so he was, I could just see it in a text message, like his envy. just was dripping through the phone.
Yeah.
The pockets are super soft.
Are they?
Yeah.
Ooh, they're like fleece lined.
Yeah.
These things are okay.
These are nice. These are awesome. Thanks, Corey.
Thank you, Corey. No problem. Heck yeah. Well, this was gifts for us. Shall we talk about the gift for somebody?
Sure. Yeah. we brought it.
So we went through all the packaging today, and we pulled out a whole bunch of stuff, and we set it all aside, and then I tried to put it in my truck, and you guys said no. Yeah. And so we have this pile of a bunch of wonderful items over here in the corner. And I think we're going to go through a bunch of them today, tell you what's in the runner-up giveaway, and talk about some of the new Gearinch tools that are coming out.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll say, go buy them on Amazon because it's Cyber Monday.
Or your local dealer.
Or your local dealer. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
So,
Liz. Yeah, you want to start us off with an item over there?
Yeah, so... we'll go with some of the newest items. I think that's the fancy ones.
Okay.
So
fancy, fancy.
Yeah. So the newest item, and I know Jimmy, you watched our party on Instagram,
the garage party. Yep.
And so one of the big hot items on there were the pliers. So you're actually going to get two different styles of the same kind of set of pliers. So you're going to get the single dip crescent Z2 pliers, and then also the Gearinch double ones, double dipped. And there are going to be some repeats in there, but I don't think anyone complains on that. But I know that there's preferences, and depending on which job you're doing, you want different coatings on it. So some people like the single dip if you're going to get really oily and messy. Some people like the dual grip. So we're going to put both those in there just because, you know, I like that. So,
nice.
So the cool thing about the Gearinch ones, they have a little bit more features than the Crescent ones, because it has on the bottom, it tells you exactly what type of plier you're pulling at the little end tip. So if they're in a bag or if they're in your toolbox, you have to look at the bottom of the grips and you can tell, it will tell you what type it is.
Yeah, the new ones have they have like little codes and little items or icons per different type of plier. And so if you're using them in a tool bag, you know, and the head side is down into the tool bag, all you have to do is look at the top end of the handle.
Of your handles, you can
quickly tell
which
tool that is.
Nice.
Yeah.
So they also have tether ports on them. So on the dual grip material, so that's really cool. If you I know Tyler likes to clamp towers. So if anyone ever likes to clamp towers, as people like Tyler, you're able to do that. Most people won't use that feature, or if you want to hang them up on a wall, I know you guys like to messing around with hanging some different things at the wall. Mm-hmm. So that's also something that you could do. That you could put different flyers and you could hang it up and just use one hook versus having to do the two. Oh,
nice. I never thought of it that way, but yeah, that's cool. Otherwise, they're used as a leash or something. So if you don't, when you're way up on a tower or a linesman, you don't drop your tool on somebody.
Correct.
Yeah.
I hate when I drop my tool on people. Mm-hmm. Never works out.
Never fails for him. Yeah.
At least it's not an earthquake.
Yes. So too warm.
I completely turned it off.
That's what she said. So the next thing on these pliers, though, is really cool, especially on either the linesman pliers or even the long nose pliers, mm-hmm. or any of them, that they have a special diameter on the cutting surfaces that you could single-handedly cut a penny nail with one hand.
Really?
On these pliers.
Yeah. They were showing it off on the video, and it was just like, look, and he clipped it, and it like shot across the room. Jeez. It shot at CJ, like the media guy, and he's like, oh, maybe we should put on glasses. And then the guy next to him does it again. But yeah, he just straight up put it like a 6-penny nail in there and just snip.
Wow.
It was nuts. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah. So that's the demo that we do a lot of times at the show for these ones here. It will take that. It will also work on a screw. You could have to do a little bit more on kind of a screw, a normal screw size too. So these are pretty heavy duty on that. And the great thing about them is they're very durable in the cut surface of them. So that you look at it, it's like 40, it takes 40% less cut force. And also it's also like 30% more durable than mm-hmm. what your normal cut pliers are. So it's really cool. So those are the Pitbull pliers, and then the Z2 Crescent pliers are going to be on there.
Nice. I want to cut some nails.
Yeah, I just want to try it. Huh?
Right?
Definitely. And so they're getting so many different types of pliers too.
Yeah.
I mean, there's channel locks in there. There's the...
Party foul.
Oh, they're not channel locks? What are they?
Tongue and groove pliers?
Tongue and groove pliers?
I've trained Tyler enough.
Okay. I guess
he's
so.
Yelled at me a lot.
There's tongue and groove pliers. They're...
So those are special on that one. So we'll get back to that one after you go through all the different ones.
Well, I was just going to say then there's some lineman pliers. There's some just wrench or like what are the normal wrench plier, normal pliers. I guess as you would needle nose. are there the long tip needle nose in there?
There's both. There's the short and the long. Okay. And then there's also two linesman pliers. That's the normal pliers
you're
talking about.
Small and large.
So small and large. Okay. That, yeah. And so on the crescent side,
are there the bent needle nose pliers, are those in there?
Those are in there.
Nice.
The 90-degree. So those are those are normal ones. And so those are in the gear rinse set. The tongue and groove pliers are unique. You'll see on the crescent ones, they'll say K9 jaws on it, which is the same thing. I think we've talked about the pipe wrench in the past, or you guys maybe. You guys have the small little slim head one. Mm-hmm. But it comes in handy because you can use it at 30 degrees. So as if it were straight. So imagine, something that we're working on, especially automotive, it's never straight, that you can get it straight on.
Right.
So if you're using a tongue and groove and you're trying to get like a hose off or something like that, it's never always straight. It's always at an angle. And then so you're trying to can't get some force on it, and especially if you're doing some kind of
slipping and slipping, roughening up that surface, and then you're gonna need the bolt biters.
Yeah, you ruin all of it. Been there. So you could do it up to 30 degrees, and it will as if it were straight.
And it'll still grab it.
Nice. Yeah. So and then you've got, and it's really really slim profile on the gear rinse ones too. So they're very very slim. So they're one of the slimmest in the market. So that you can fit it into places you're not supposed to fit it into. So
you just let him up with that one, didn't you?
I had to look right at him and say it.
That's how I usually am, like in middle sentence and go, oh man, I look over at him and continue to say what I'm saying and just waiting for the response that comes out of him.
That's why I love Florida Frank's, you know, response of grow up, Tyler.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's actually told me that multiple times now.
Yeah, Florida Frank messaged me after the Gearinch Garage party and said, why weren't we a part of that?
That's a great question. Yeah, you're going to have to get your buddy CJ on it. I know.
Were some big names on there.
Yes.
There were some, like, Eric the car guy.
Are you saying you're not a big name?
I'm not an Eric the car guy. There was Kurt Busch. You're like Bush, a B-list celebrity, Dan, though. There was Katie House. I forgot what her name is.
From the two-girl garage. I didn't know she was. Yeah, I didn't know she was supporting us.
And the one from Pixies and Pistons? What, Pixies and something? I forgot what her name was. But she was, she's on the Two Girls Garage, right? Yeah. On Motor Trend.
Yes.
Yeah. And then there was the other racer. You guys have another Australian lady that was a race car driver.
Yeah. So they do.
She was on it.
Yeah. They do some off-road racing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. The Burgess and Bridges. Yeah.
Yep. There were some big names on there. And then there's some other people that I didn't know, but I'm sure a lot of other people did.
Yeah.
I tried doing some research and I think I found that the Hot Rod Hippie was the lowest subscribered person on YouTube and he had over 20,000 subscribers. So I would have been the lowest.
So what he's saying is that he got his feelings hurt a little bit.
A little bit.
And then what happened was he started looking at the numbers and then he told Florida Frank, sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. I said I need 5,000 more followers on YouTube and then I might be invited.
No, I think you're one of our biggest supporters too. I know CJ probably just
they probably maxed out on how many people they would need.
It was already too many. Yeah. There was probably like too many.
there was quite a few. I mean, there was probably 8 or 9 people that were invited and they all got sent toolboxes that were locked and then they got sent a key and then they, you know, everybody opened it at the same time. And then a lot of these parts that we're actually talking about right now were in that toolbox and they were revealing them out to the public.
Nice.
And what's kind of fun about this is we've already now had a chance to see them and nobody else really has.
Yeah.
So that's really cool.
Yeah. It's funny. You know, some of the items that they were demoing, I was texting Jimmy. I was like, you already have that. Doesn't that feel nice?
Yes. Yes, so, it does.
Yeah. Our 90T ratchets and stuff like that.
Yeah, let's move into that right now.
So there are going to be two styles of ratchets in there because we can. So you're going to have some different styles in there. So you're going to have the extra long flex heads. That's going to be our 90T with the locking head on it. I know Jimmy did the review on that. We don't need to spend a ton of time on that. Mm-hmm. And then you'll also get the standard 120 set. Which are sexy.
Those are nice.
Those are the butter. I call them butter.
Yeah.
And then you'll get the extra long handle 120s, which are by far my favorites.
Yes. Those, I did a video on Instagram about those once and it got shared on Gear Wrench, but those things are amazing. They're one of my favorite tools that I use and they're long. They're like 16 inches long.
Yeah.
They're super long. And then it's one side has a flex head and then the other side has... Oh.
No, we're talking about the long ratchets.
Yeah.
Not the combination like ratchets.
Oh, I thought we were talking about the... that one? Yeah, that one's long too. I thought we were talking about... We're still in the ratchet world.
No.
Or ratcheting.
Combination ratchet. Combo ratchets are the wrenches. Yeah, but those ones are on there, the 120s on that. But yeah, so the 120 ratchet, so you've got your half inch, 3/8 and quarter. Mm-hmm. You got them in the extra long handles. So my favorite one is the extra long quarter inch. Mm-hmm. And me and Tyler, when we were working
on Blanche, it comes in handy.
We came in handy. Yeah. He wasn't believing me. I said, look, let's get the quarter inch and you can get your hand in there. It's small enough, but it's large enough that, you know, you can actually get some leverage on it.
Mm-hmm.
And you can actually use it a little bit more than because of the... I got fat hands, so you know whenever I try to put something, especially a quarter inch, in behind, you know, something I'm working on, it falls down. You get frustrated. Definitely. Like this one, this is my favorite one by far that we make. Yeah. And it's
nice. I think when we were working on Blanche, we had it almost halfway down the engine block or something, like down the back of the engine block, pulling the air intake plenum off, and. It was you know halfway down back there, but the handle was still sticking up, and I was like, right. Oh, well, that's nice.
Well, and then
and
then being a 120 tooth, you know, when you're that far down in the motor, you really don't have a big swing. You know, most normal, you know, ratcheting wrenches like that would you know, you'd hit something and you would never turn it. And, you know, with the 120 tooth, you're at 3 degrees of arc, I think, is before clicks. And so, yeah, I highlighted that the other day about how important those are. Last Monday's episode, actually.
Oh, yeah. Awesome. Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, so those are on there. And then the combination ratcheting wrenches, you get two styles on that as well. So you get the 90T flex heads on those. Mm-hmm. So those are brand new, brand new. They weren't, those are the ones that were given out on that party in the box. So as they were asking, what's in the box? What's in your box is going to be the same thing. So that's our brand new 90T. So it's got the orange and black identifiers for metric and NSAE. So you can easily tell.
That's cool.
It's got the longer handle than our normal 72. So if you are used to using a normal gear wrench, it's going to be longer.
Okay.
So you're going to be, and it's going to be heavier duty, but the bigger difference on the 90T on these ratcheting wrenches is the feel and the comfort of them as they're rounded off a little bit more.
Oh, nice.
So it gives a little bit more ergonomic feel. So as was some people mentioned, and I'm guilty of this too, you put it on there and you really kind of do the flat hand palm slam. Yeah. And you know,
which you should never do because these are ratcheting ones and you don't want to use them as a breaker, right?
Yes, 100%. But we do it. But
I got yelled at that earlier today.
Yes. So it fits better in the hand. So when you're really when you're getting some force behind it, and you're using something stubborn, you know, and you don't have your breaker bar with you, you can try to do it, but it's also stronger pawl and stronger gears in it. So it's a little bit beefier than our 72 as well, which is surprising. As we talked about before, the larger gear that you have, you know, and just any ratio, right? And when you look at that, even when you look at drivetrain stuff,
differentials,
gear, absolutely. You want the, you know, lower, kind of sometimes lower number, it's more, you know, heavy duty on that sticker. You know, if you get more fine teeth, it's going to strip out, you know, and you're going to have issues with that. So, but with the 90, it's actually because the material that we make it out of and the structure, and we redesigned the head a little bit on that, it makes it stronger.
Nice.
So the 90 tooth is actually stronger than the 72 tooth?
Correct.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, it is. So, but the strongest one is the 120 still. And so you get the full 120 standard sets. Plus the additional large set on the SAE one, which I think Tyler drooled over.
I was just like, this that is
one,
massive.
It it's went up to
one and a quarter. Three
one and a quarter.
One and a quarter. And a quarter. Okay. Yeah.
One and a quarter. So we got you covered from literally 8mm to 24 on metric. And then on the SAE side, it's a
quarter inch.
Quarter inch all the way up
to one and a quarter inches.
Yeah.
So that's really cool.
In 64th measurements. No, just kidding.
Yeah.
Just if only. Kidding.
wrench heaven there. Definitely. So, so the 120s is going to be a little bit longer than again the regular 72s. The unique thing,
are all of the 120s in XL,
yes,
are across the board. I mean, not what we have here, but are all 120 wrenches XLs?
They are the longest, yeah. They're okay. Longer on the platform, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, the only thing that it's not like, so if you do the 120 ratchets, not the wrenches, those come in kind of standard ratchet size and you can get them an extra long.
Got it.
Combination ratcheting ones, so they are the XLs longer.
Does Gear Wrench make 120 and point stubbies?
No, not yet.
Not yet.
Not yet. Not yet.
They're going to be in the 90 here.
They
shortly.
Will be in the 90.
They'll be in the 90s. Okay. So, and the one item that we're still waiting on, which I could have included on that, is the reversible in the 90s. So, unfortunately, we couldn't add everything in there in this kit, so you have to go buy those.
But the 120s are reversible, aren't they?
They are, they're not, they don't have the reversible switch on them, but no. Obviously you can do it. But they can flip them over. I mean, just manual reverse.
Yeah. Okay. They add it. Must have seen it wrong.
Yeah. So the unique thing on the back end of the 120s is the fact that it's universal spline. We've covered that before, mm-hmm. where it could fit any fastener on there. So that's really unique on that.
That's really nice.
Yeah. As we found out with Blanche and some other things that were some things that were stripped out or slightly stripped out, you know, you can kind of get that. If not, you use your bolt biters.
Yep.
Which goes on to the next item that's in there.
Bolt biters?
Is the half inch bolt biter set.
Nice.
This is a brand new set out from Gear Wrench. They highlighted this as well on the garage party, where it's a 10 piece, I believe it is.
Correct.
Half inch drive deep socket.
Correct. So the number one feedback I got, and everyone in the world got, I think you guys give this feedback too. Do you have it in a bigger size? We want to get lugs and different things like that. We want to put it on. If it was deeper, it'd be so much nicer. And boom, there it is. So you've got your basically half inch drive. It comes in a nice little case there. Jimmy got to play with his already.
Yes, I have.
So it just adds to that bolt biter family there. So you get that full collection of the bolt biters. So that's really cool.
And nice. We have the standard or the 3H ones in there as well.
Yeah. So you'll get the 28 piece and then the quarter and 3/8 and then the new half inch.
The half inch ones.
Dang.
Nice.
That's awesome.
That's pretty cool.
They're going to have a better garage than I have.
So yeah. So it's funny. Yeah, well, speaking of that, we're in Gear Wrench garage, right? Uh-huh. And it's pitiful, isn't it? So a lot of people probably had the misconception that my garage is full of all this nice Gear Wrench stuff.
There's not even a toolbox in here.
Yes, which leads me to you're going to get the winner is going to get a toolbox, something I don't even have. That I don't even get. I do get to play with the tools, but I don't always get to take them home. Yeah. So it's kind of cool that they are graceful for me to be able to give you guys our XL toolbox. So you guys will get our biggest toolbox we have. So
wow,
that's cool.
So it will be 11 drawers, totally wide on that. So Tyler has the middle one, so in our XL series. So it's fully ball bearinged on that. So nice. One of the unique things also on these drawers is that it has the push open drawers. So there's a little latch on the lip of it so that you have to push it in order to open it. So that's really nice, especially if you're moving and or taking it out of a truck like we were doing at Tyler's house, and the drawers aren't flying open and everything, which I've had happen to me several times, moving my dad's stuff multiple times, and the drawers fly open.
Especially loaded with tools. As soon as you get them a little bit off camber, they're coming open.
Absolutely.
So it's going to come with the casters as well, mounted onto them. So that's really nice. As well as it's going to have a back end handle. So you can push it. You don't have to put the handle on, as Tyler didn't.
So did I ever tell you what I did with my handles?
Yes, you did.
Yeah.
You didn't tell me.
I didn't.
No.
They're in the guest bathroom as the towel holders in the bathroom. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So I'm going to slowly working the guest bathroom into like a Gear Wrench tool bathroom, I guess.
The shrine.
Yeah. Yeah.
So apparently they make good towel holders. So there you go. But the box itself is going to be really cool. So to the winner, we're going to drop ship that one to you.
Do you know what color it is?
It is black and silver.
Okay.
So the new ones that you saw on the...
Yeah. Those are pretty looking.
They are very pretty looking, and those aren't going to be out for about a year. So we're gonna have to get the XL series for you guys, which is still a really good box. It's just not the molten orange.
Yeah.
It is. I really like mine. I like the... It's just a clean black polished finish to it. And each of the drawer handles is a polished steel.
Yes.
So it just looks really good. And the latches and everything on those drawers works extremely smooth. It is really nice quality stuff.
They are way better than my Craftsman.
Yeah. 12 gauge steel. And then also it's powder coated steel. Mm-hmm. So it's really durable on the paint end. Mm-hmm. So, and it's got a nice, and that gives it also that gloss finish. So powder coating is the way to go. As you know, if you want to adhere to the metal and not have it flake off over time or scratch off easily. Now, I mean, obviously you can dent them, scratch them, and do all that fun stuff with them. So it's not indestructible box by any means, but it's a very durable box. So,
Tyler, do you want to tell them about one of your favorite tools, a combo wrench that somebody might be getting?
There's a couple of them that people are getting that might be getting. Somebody might be getting one of them, which I'm super excited about. I've talked about multiple times on the podcast. I think it was even on our gift episode
a week ago.
The gift guide is the quad box.
Yes, sir.
So quad boxes are in there.
Those are by far one of our most popular items. For any kind of, if you do any kind of HVAC work or anything like that, the construction guys, they know, right? They love them. Every time I have them on me, like someone takes them, like they immediately are like, I want to buy these now. I'll give you $100. I don't care what it costs. This thing's awesome. Or do you have this? And it's like, yeah, I did. Or I did and didn't have it anymore. Why not? It's because I can't keep them in.
It's the last person that I spoke to wanted them.
Yeah, just blame like you. That guy over there. He's walking away with it. Go beat him up.
Yeah.
What was really, really awesome when I first discovered them, I was doing the work up on the tower, right? And so just being able to have one wrench that can take care of, you know, four different sizes of nuts and bolts up on the tower was super nice because, you know, I'm super limited on what I can take up the tower with me. So just by having four things taken care of with one wrench, I was like, this is amazing.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. And the other one, you get two sets of those. So you're going to get the 13-piece set, and then you're also going to get the bit set. So, which is nice because there's certain ones that actually hold, it's a kind of like a square drive, so you can actually hold bits and you can actually put like a different socket end on it too.
Nice.
Oh, that's neat. And then I also saw that it has like bits for Phillips heads and flatheads.
Yep.
Screwdrivers, bits as well.
Yeah. So that one's a favorite. So the unique side of that is just that it's also reversible too. So you can go backwards on it. Yay. Mm-hmm. On those. So there you go, Jimmy.
Cool. My favorite. So what else do we have left?
So we have sockets.
Oh, geez. We haven't even covered those yet.
We haven't even covered sockets yet.
Oh, man.
How many sockets are we doing here?
Yeah. What's the total number of sockets that we are giving away?
Well, you're going to have every size and every drive size and chrome and impact. So I think that's really cool that we were able to include both of those within that. So on the chrome size, you're going to have all 6-point. You're going to have standard and deep. So they're going to have the off corner rounding on the socket. So that means essentially takes the load off the fastener, so you won't have an issue with that. But also you'll have the ability with the short and long to be able to get all the access that you need on it. So with the impact, you know how I feel about impact. If you listen to the other podcast that I was on, so I'd had to make sure to impact were in there. And so even though you could get by with mostly just using impact on there, we you know, there's certain sizes that chrome sometimes fits a little bit better on or some just different applications. It's nicer and it just looks pretty in the toolbox.
It's easier to clean chrome, I feel. And that might just be because when you clean it, it's shiny.
Yes.
Whereas the impacts are black and you don't necessarily know if it's clean besides rubbing the rag across it.
Well, the good thing about our impacts and our newer style of impacts, it has like a gloss coating on it. So you can kind of see it. It has a better sheen on it. And that's kind of the biggest improvement from like previous impacts that we saw in the market and why like essentially they've come so like universally, like if you go to a diesel mechanic shop, he's going to tell you like, I just basically carry impact because he runs everything on his impact gun.
Right.
And if he doesn't, it doesn't matter. He's going to put it on the ratchet and it's just the same thickness. And then it also has the coating on it. It's actually become just as durable. And that's really the main differences between chrome and impact is the long-term effect of chrome. Obviously, it's not going to rust. It's a hard time rusting. It's going to, you know, you're able to do a little bit longer life on it. But impact's come a long way that basically it's up there now with the different coatings on it.
Nice. Yeah, I know that I think one of those kits for the impacts was like 72 bits. 72 sockets.
Yep. So all the extensions are also in there, the U-joints and all those fun things. They come in a nice little blow-molded case. So the challenge on that one is how are you going to put it in the box, but you can set it all somewhere else. And that's kind of why we did it. What we did is that you could put your chrome sockets and everything that you want laid out in the toolbox. You could put the impact, you know, in a different spot or hang it up or put it in a different storage. Mm-hmm. And there's in that toolbox, there's like some drawers and stuff like that you could do some things with.
Definitely. Yeah. And then I don't think we're including them, but you guys have, in my opinion, the best socket rails.
Oh, yes. The magnet ones?
They're, uh-huh. Yeah, but the, and it's, the way I like them, the reason I like them is just, it's the, they hold extremely well, but they're not hard to pull the socket off.
Yes.
Where the, you could go, like, but they're, I mean, they are a little bit pricier, you know, but, and you can go buy the, you know, steel one from the auto parts store for like, you know, you get a set for $3 or whatever, but man, I hate those things. They are the pain in the ass, and the gear wrench versions are so much better.
Yeah, and if you're OCD, you can line them up nicely on that. they always fit on that side, like, so you can turn them.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, that's the thing that I really like about them is that you can turn them so that you're not having to sit there and like flip the rail over and try and figure out what size socket you're grabbing all the time. You can just twist it and go, oh, I need, that's the one I need.
Yeah, that was, I forgot who it was, but on the garage party, one of the guys said that about the bolt biter half inch drive deep sockets.
Yeah.
He said, the number one thing I like about this is that when you look at it, all the numbers are actually facing out.
Yes.
And they let you, they gear wrench actually paid attention and laser etched it in the correct spot.
Yeah.
Yes.
Nice.
Yeah. So that's a big thing. Like, so even in the 120, like just regular micrometer torque wrenches, that, you know, you get, we laser etch that into that, but you know, moving even on to the torque wrenches is, we are actually including all the digital torque wrenches. So your guys' favorite torque wrenches are included in this thing. So that's huge value.
Yeah.
So that's like over $1,000 just torque wrenches.
Yeah. Those are sweet.
That are on there.
So they're getting the quarter inch drive, 3/8 drive, and half inch drive.
Yep.
Flex head digital torque wrenches
with angle. So the width angle thing is cool. It's a feature that I don't fully even understand, because if you use it, you use it. So the way that, you know, some specs are call for is like you spec it to a quarter turn past, you know, or, you know, 23s past 90 pound torque or something like that. Some odd thing. So you can put it to the measure you want. And then with angle, you click it and then you continue with it, and it will give you the degree of angle that you turn that additional fastener to. Mm-hmm. So some vehicles require that things, and some, like even like some tire specs call for that. So it's kind of a weird thing. So even if you're doing on, like, for instance, engine manifolds and different things like that, sometimes they call for that. So if you're getting nitty gritty on the engine work, it's very important. But every day, I don't think you'll use it, but it's just a cool feature to have.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. One thing I didn't know that it had, and I need to learn about, is that it has 6 presets built into it. So you can just quickly choose what torque you want to do. And I always torque my lug nuts at 90 foot pounds. So I need to figure out how to set that as a preset so that whenever I'm going, okay, I need to tighten my lug nuts, because for some reason I'm always taking my wheels off. I don't know why, but it just would be rad to be able to have a few things in there that are preset. So I can just jump real quick to them.
Yeah. There's a save feature on it. It has a little bit of memory. The other cool thing, that's on there is that you could easily change, inch pound, foot pound,
meters and
newton meters. That's the last one.
I thought there was another one.
Inch pound, foot pound, inch pounds, right? And then there's foot pounds, which is the second one.
Newton meters.
And then newton meters, the third one. Yeah. So sometimes, especially in the quarter inch, you're going to be a lot of times an inch pound. So it's cool that. But if you wanted to scale up and see what the conversion is, foot pounds is, or if something calls for a newton meter.
Yeah. All you have to do is hit the button and it'll change it. The units, and then
you don't have to guesswork and look on the back side or the front side of that. So. And then we're coming out, which I wish I could have included with is our actually, Bluetooth, it's called our eTorque. So it's short for Excalibur. So that was the internal name. Yeah, Excalibur one.
Nice.
So it has the lights on the side of the wrench. So you can see the lights on the side. It has,
Approaching the torque.
As you're approaching the torque, it has, extra features on the top of it on the digital screen. So it's really cool. And then it also can be plugged in USB, so you could output all your readings and or upload different settings if you want.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I could see that being real beneficial for like a machine shop or something that would needs to find specific torques and prove that they're at those torques.
Yeah, we made it for like for a lot of the industry, like aerospace is one, or even like automotive industries where like it requires and they need to measure like where do we torque this at. You know, and a lot of times it's just the same old torque spec they have all the time, but they had to have a traceability back. Mm-hmm. I think it's and it's coming into auto mechanics more and more now too. To where if you take your car to a shop, they want to be able to say, okay, so they don't get the losses.
We did this.
Yeah. We torqued it to manufacturer specs, you know, whether, especially tire shops are, mm-hmm. are starting to wanting to do that now mm-hmm. because, you know, if a wheel comes off or something is bad, they don't want to be liable for that. Mm-hmm. So, again, not a feature. I don't think any of us that are us, you know, weekend warriors that, you know, generally, you know, do that too, but it's kind of just a cool fancy feature.
It is definitely. And for those tire shops, don't use your freaking drill gun.
Impact guns.
To put on my lug nuts. Yeah.
You hear it in the shops. You're like, I'm not going there. See ya. See ya. Let's take somewhere else.
Right. What else do we have? I have one thing in mind, but I kind of want to hold it to the end. So why don't you, Tyler, do you have another one that we saw over there?
I have another one.
Yeah.
That I was really excited about to see in there.
What was that?
The adjustable wrench pass through.
That was the one I was going to hold to the end. So, well, anyways, now that's what the you cat's get for asking out of me. Tell us a little bit about that one.
So this is our Crescent one, and that one's honestly the ultimate one to keep in your go bag for any of you guys that, you know, are rock landing. Mm-hmm. I like the term now too, guys.
That's great.
So for you rock landers out there, it's a perfect kit on that. So you can actually, I recommend taking it out of the little case it has, put it on like a bike chain or something like that, and put it there. You can actually, it's a Crescent wrench. And on the back end, it has your sockets on it. It's a pass-through socket. So it's SE in metric, and you've got basically up to 3/4 or 19 millimeters down to 8. And it has all the sizes in there, so you have that there. But the main thing is you got a Crescent wrench in it, right? So an adjustable mm-hmm. wrench, so you can do that. And then the third unique thing does is that the jaw is actually removable. So you can back out the whole jaw, flip it around, and it has serrations on one side of it that it becomes a pipe wrench.
What? I didn't know that.
Yeah, so
dang.
We'll play with that one when we get off the podcast a little bit to show you that one. But yeah, so it's the most universal tool. And the best part for you listeners out there that are like looking to find this thing, I think Jimmy might be able to hook you up with some.
Maybe, or sell
some to you. But they're actually not that expensive. They're like only $24-$25, you know,
really?
Catch on sale. Yeah.
Wow.
You know,
Between that tool there and the quad boxes,
yeah.
Like that eliminates half of the tools that I carry on the trail.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly what I was thinking of. Yeah. Like going through my head, it's like I could get rid of, because I carry two sets of wrenches.
Mm-hmm, I do too.
Right. I could get rid of a whole set of wrenches and carry four more wrenches, and then I'd still have four quad boxes, and that takes care of a whole set of wrenches. And then I can pretty much eliminate, like, I have an entire pass-through set mm-hmm. that I could take out, and then I could carry this wrench with that pass-through set mm-hmm. and probably get rid of most all the sockets I take.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That's nuts.
It's crazy.
Yeah, that one's, like, I think if it was the Corey's must have, like, for rock landing, that would probably be on there.
Yeah.
On there. And then
does it make your top five, top three, top two?
I would say top two.
Top two? Okay.
Really? Top two. Yeah. Cause it's that versatile. And it's like,
what's the other one?
The top one is the one I carry in my car. And that's the 170 kit.
Okay.
That one's the full kit. So that one's the top one, I would say, because it's very slim, and it's the one I personally carry in every vehicle of my own, mm-hmm. just in general. And it's mm-hmm. actually saved my parents' vehicle one time. My dad was like, this is a great kit. And so now he has one in his car. And everyone I know wants them for Christmas. And
right.
So,
but that's not included in this kit.
That is not included in this kit because you get everything.
You get
else.
Everything else. Yeah.
So it was kind of, it would be redundant on that.
What about, breaker bars? Cause those are something we use on the trail.
Yes. Breaker bars are important. So you got the extendable breaker bar in
which
there.
Is awesome.
Yes. So that's the fully adjustable one. As well as, you get a 3/4 and 3/4 set. You get a T handle breaker bar in one of them too. You get, I think there was also the 1/2 inch and the 1/4 inch one too in the sets that we
looked at. I know there's a 3/8 in there as well. Mm-hmm. I don't think you said that one.
Yeah, so breaker bars, of course, we had a whole segment on that, right?
Yep.
Don't use cheater bars, use breaker bars. save your tools, right?
Mm-hmm. You
Don't be a fool. Save your tool, right?
There you go.
Save the wheels and your tools.
Yeah. I do have the gear wrench sticker up in my garage that says I don't loan out my tools.
Yes. Mrs. Gear Wrench was wearing that shirt today.
Was she?
Yeah. She actually, it's funny, she wears more gear wrench apparel than I do because for those that haven't seen me before, I'm a little bit bigger. So all the times I go to the events, it's always like large shirts and stuff like that or mediums. And I'm looking at it and like they give us a backpack and just like a medium shirt. And I'm like, guys, are you serious?
Look at me. That will fit over my arm.
Yeah. Come on. Like, am I like getting over my head here? So she wears a lot of my shirts, work shirts. I get the cool ones. And one, yeah, it's like, no, you can't borrow my tools. And yeah. Don't ask me again.
Yeah, is that what it says?
Yeah.
Forgot.
Yeah, if you ask me more than once, you are banned, essentially. So, I think the other cool one you guys covered previously is we talked kind of about storage a little bit more as those trap mats. The trap mats or the foam mats or the A-crates are really cool. It's a really good place to put your breaker bars, to put your ratchets, and do all that stuff there. So we won't spend much time there, but you get to cut out your design on that and put it there. But we also got you on the sockets, the socket rails that are the standard socket rails. It's not the nice ones, sorry, Jimmy, but I opted with the ones that way. They have the specific ones for that. Every one of them has it. You're also going to get your bit sockets. So, you have the different, you have a full SAE bit and hex bit in there. That's kind of a cool one there that you shouldn't ever have to need for bit sockets or hex sockets. I think the Tyler's very favorite, most overrated tool that he loves, you get a ton of, and you get every single light that we have.
Yeah. And another thing that's was on the top 10 tool list that Tyler included are some tape measures.
Yes, tape measure, which I agree. So you get our Lufkin Crescent Night Eye tape. So this is the very same tape that you guys took to the Fordyce Trail.
Through Fordyce behind Bobcat.
Behind Bobcat, yeah. So it survived. And there's a special video at some point going to release.
Yes.
That we see old Kermit, 22RE Kermit.
Yeah.
Took a venture and ran over it.
That the one? Didn't we take the one we ran over through Fordyce, or did no, you? Did you take the one?
Two
that
different
we ran
ones.
Over?
I There's, have them both.
Oh, you do have them. Okay.
Yeah. They're on the wall.
Okay.
In the shop.
Gotcha.
But yeah, two different tape measures that we tried to destroy and both work still.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you get the Night Eye version. So that's the black tape with the green lettering on it. So that's and it's double sided diamond and hook, 14-foot standout. So which is leading in the industry.
That's what she said.
I know. She was very proud of it too.
You also get another tape measure.
You do, and actually, I was gonna
which
offer,
is Tyler's favorite.
Yeah, it's the mini keychain tape measure.
The mini. Why is it my favorite?
It's small.
Okay. My favorite is actually one that I don't know if you guys have anymore. It's the old Lufkin self-centering one.
Oh, we still have it.
You still have those? One's my favorite.
Yeah, that one. Yeah, the self-centering one's a good one. The auto lock, we still have. Yeah, there's many different ones. But I gave the Cadillac away on this one, so we got the Cadillac in. So that's our the Night Eye is our premium tape. So you can make everyone jealous. I know we said that like in the last podcast, right? Two ladies stopped us. We were demoing it and they saw it and they're like, oh my, and they flipped out and I had to give them one. So, so this is a cool one. I think, that everyone will like. And then I was also going to offer, anyone that writes, Jimmy or Tyler an email from this, we can also send them a keychain tape measure, the Night Eye one. So,
nice.
All right.
So a little hidden Easter egg for them. Wow. So
if you have enough for all five of our listeners,
you know, it might stretch my budget. Yeah. I'm expecting no minimum than 40. And all you have to do is email Jimmy or Tyler saying, hey, you want one? And we'll give you guys one.
So. Nice.
So yeah, email Tyler@snailtrail4x4.com. Make sure to include your address so that we can send it out to you.
Yeah, cool. I like it. That's awesome. Thanks.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think I don't think we're missing anything.
The only other thing that I can think of is just screwdrivers. I don't think we talked about any of those.
So yeah,
got the crescent ones in there that have the diamond tips that
girthies.
That's what Tyler calls them. Yeah, they're like, you know, none of us apparently know how to use a screwdriver correctly, the minus one. And for some reason, we always decide to break them. And these ones are definitely the beefy ones.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So there actually is two sets in there, too. So there's the standard full 20-piece crescent set, which is the acrylic handles. And then we have our diamond-coated ones, which are the trilobe, which are girthy. So that's girthy there. By far, my favorite screwdrivers. We're coming out with some new ones in Gear Wrench that are just a little bit different handles on them, but these ones still are by far my favorite. Mm-hmm. Our Gear Wrench ones are still really good. It's just that I love these crescent ones. I think you guys have felt them, too. They're awesome.
I was using them earlier today.
Yeah, yeah, I have one in my shop. Yeah, and it's up on the wall, and it's my number one go-to screwdriver, for sure. I have these, like, I bought the Gear Wrench set, like, eons ago, and for some reason, I don't know why, but I'm missing, like, half of the minus ones with flatheads.
Oh!
And the ginormous big guy is all chipped up for some odd reason. So, The crescent one's definitely my go-to. I love it. It feels great. The tri-lobe, is that what you called it?
Yeah.
That thing's, it contours in my hand perfectly.
Yeah.
Girthy.
Good old girthy. It was...
I was trying to hold it in.
Don't
look at Jeremy.
I was going to make a very inappropriate comment. I was like, yeah, so someone truly was a, you know, measured it and took
somebody
it out.
Somebody who has a trilobe.
Someone had a lot of practice at it. Oh, my man boobies are getting warm.
I'm on fire. Jackets are so nice.
I know.
We're in the GW garage, and it's nighttime, and it's probably 45 degrees outside.
Mm-hmm.
Probably warmer in the garage.
It's probably 55, 53.
I'm like sweating.
I feel great.
I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jimmy. I see this sweat in Jimmy. Tyler doesn't got any meat on his bones, so like he's
got this glow though.
Yeah, and then I'm like about to peel over and die. You know, I got the most insulation out of every one of you guys. So
yeah, but one thing that the listeners don't know is we took a break in the middle and we went out and ate some dinner, and then when we were coming back out here to the garage, we made a pact that all of our jackets were going to be on high, and we'd see who the first person to drop was, and nobody's dropped yet.
And do you have your hands in the yeah? We all three right now have our hands in the pockets, and the nice, because it feels nice.
It does. Yes.
My hands are getting a little balmy and sweaty, but
yeah, my hands are on fire, but they're so comfy.
Yeah.
It's like, you know what? I don't care. I'm going to fight through it.
Challenge accepted.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. No, I'm really thankful for you guys to, you know, push the Gear Wrench brand, and the outpouring was awesome. You guys really support not only Jimmy and Tyler, but all you guys out there that listen to the podcast, really support our stuff. I get asked what's going on all the time. Like, what are you guys doing out there?
Oh, really?
Yeah. So, you know, the more you just keep it up, keep on doing it, you know, keep on commenting on their stuff. They notice it. Hopefully some of you guys win the grand prize in there, because there's some even more cool stuff. There's, you know, more screwdrivers, some different pry bars and different things like that. There's you know, the full foam cutouts in that Gear Wrench one. So and you get the our nicest toolboxes, which
really nice
I can't get. So
and Kurt Busch.
And Kurt Busch handing it to you, or Jimmy and Tyler if someone gets their way.
That would be so funny. Awesome.
I really hope Murph wins that.
That would be hilarious, right?
I hope all you guys win, but you know, anyone that calls out.
Didn't Mudraider call it out too?
He did too, yeah.
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 That was so funny. And then somebody was like, dude, you just lost. And some random person responded like, I don't want Kurt Burst to come. I want Jimmy and Tyler from Snail Trail 4x4. And the next comment was some random person was like, dude, you just lost. You didn't, you're not going to win.
Kurt Burst would be like, yeah, I don't have to go there. Yeah. I don't have to go to Florida.
Right. I don't need to leave Kentucky or wherever he's at.
North Carolina.
North Carolina. Mm.
Yeah, no, I mean, Kurt Busch has more toolboxes of gear and stuff than I have in my gear, in my garage. So, I mean, clearly.
Tyler has more in his garage than you do.
I know. You have more, too.
I have more, too. Well, not right now. I don't have
no,
more.
No, you have those, the carts. I don't even have a cart in here.
Yeah, that's true.
Those are the mobile workstations.
You have more tools in your garage than I have right now.
As of this moment.
And Tyler has more tools in his garage than I have.
I have more no kids. Comment. I have more kids stuff in my garage than you guys do.
That is so true.
Which is funny, right?
I don't know what age kids define kids.
Yeah,
because I have a lot of toys in my garage.
I've got a really big garage. Yeah.
No, I'm talking about the nice Barbie Jeep that Jimmy's going to be sitting in here a little bit here.
Maybe.
Yeah, I think it was.
Give me a few more beverages.
Yeah, you know, I think it was we were going to bet who was going to, you know, take home the punishment. The first one takes off their jacket has to take a photo in the Barbie Jeep.
I'd do that anyways. Okay.
Or maybe the last one standing gets to take it.
There you go. Definitely.
And anyway, so, yeah, but I really appreciate you guys.
Yeah.
Doing no, thanks well, for everything. Hey. We definitely appreciate everything that you've done for us and the channel and Snail Trail in general and the listeners. I know that we have a lot of listeners that have written in and said, that's really cool, the stuff that you guys are doing with Gear Wrench and what the ways that Gear Wrench is stepping up to help out the channel. And it doesn't go unnoticed at all. So they're big fans out there. I know that. I really hope one of the listeners wins the Ultimate Garage giveaway. That would be bitching.
I hope one of our listeners wins the Gear Wrench Corey's runner-up giveaway.
I hope one of our listeners wins that one.
We really got to watch Jimmy. We really got to watch him. Tyler, I think you're going to have to take home the actual garage giveaway.
Yeah. What?
Throw it all.
Charlotte had an accident. Took any home. All the tools are gone.
Yeah. I don't know what happened.
Oh man, I don't even know if the RAV4 would carry them all back.
Dude, one of those boxes is so heavy.
So
the one that has the impacts in
Well, no, it's the 3/4. It's in a steel case.
No, well, yeah, no, that one's. But that one's we put every molded case into one cardboard box.
All the blown molded socket sets. Yeah,
that box is at least it's 80
to 100 easily. Pounds. Yeah,
yeah. So when they ship,
I think it weighs more than my dual battery setup. So put that way.
So hopefully you live locally, so we don't.
Yeah, you can come by.
That might be one of the criteria.
So I think it is fair to say so that when people are listening, what we're going to look at the criteria just before we wrap up. So what we're going to look at, just so you guys know, it's going to be fair. we're not going to take, super listener or not, but we're going to take a look at it is first of all, need. So what your intention to use for the tools are. If you got a bunch of our stuff there, that's awesome, but it's not going to make a difference if you do or not. But we're going to take a look at the need, the project you're working on, and then we're going to take a look at, whether you're a patron. That's going to get a little extra points, yeah. I think. if you're going to also, if you're funny, I think that's one of those things, or not funny, it doesn't matter. But also, I think the main thing is just, what kind of projects you're working on. I think that's going to be the most interesting thing that we're going to see it completed. And
what are you going to do with the tools? That's what we're mainly interested in. So,
Then I think along those lines, we still need to have a little talk also to narrow that down of like, how do we rank who need, like, if everybody's working on a car, how do we rank what car is most important?
Yeah.
And that's something we'll have to do off air and figure that out.
So Jeeps, you're automatically disqualified.
Yeah, Jeeps.
The Jeeps get negative points. Fireball.
And one of the previous episodes, I guess Fireball gets a +5.
Yeah, true.
In my eyes, it's like a minus as well. So, yeah. I mean, You know, we're going to have one Russia judge on this thing. We're going to figure out who it is. The one, you know, figure skater that pulls out a perfect 10. And then you're just going to have Tyler over there. No fireball.
Zero.
Zero.
Exactly.
Oh, so if all complaints can go to Tyler's email. Mm-hmm. What was that, Jimmy?
Jason@wheeling.com.
All complaints can go there if you did not win. But you know, I think we'll be looking at it here shortly and seeing kind of all that, but we really appreciate it.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, sounds good. It sounds like it's going to be an awesome, amazing giveaway. There's lots of cool stuff in there. I don't even know if we hit it all.
No, we didn't.
There's a lot of stuff in there. Yeah. So congratulations to somebody in the future. You don't know who it is, and we'll be picking the winner, announcing the winner, I guess, after the Ultimate Garage giveaway is announced. So keep your ears open for that. We'll try and keep people aware of it on the podcast, update people over on social media as well. So we have the Snail Trail 4x4 on Instagram. We've got 4x4 Toyota Tyler. Corey, if people want to ask you some tool questions or anything, how can they get a hold of you for those?
I updated my Instagram.
Yeah.
So GW underscore Corey, Corey.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where you can find me there. Some of you guys have hit me up already.
Nice.
I appreciate that. If you've got any questions or anything like that, but all warranties and complaints can go again to Jason.
WheelingWineWhiskey.com. Nice. I want to outline another thing that Gear Wrench does that I just learned about recently. And we talked a little bit about it on a previous podcast, but the Show Us Your Tools.
Yes.
Monthly. Do you want to explain that real quick?
It's the easiest way. Easier than the one that we did for Snail Trail. But every month, just follow it and take a photo. If you've got Gear Wrench tools, if you've got, like, post it pretty. That's probably the hint. If you can get the little filter on it, so the, you know, that's bonus points generally with that. Uh-huh. I don't pick it, so don't get mad at me. get mad at someone else. Mm-hmm. You just do the hashtag your Gear Wrench.
Show us your tools.
Show us your tools. Mm-hmm. Yeah, show us your tools and at Gear Wrench. So hashtag that, and then we pick every month on that. So sometimes it takes a little bit longer for us to weed through all of them. So it may be a week or two, or in like sometimes it's just like the snail boxes, they come out a month later. So some we get a lot of responses on, some mm-hmm. not so much. So your odds are there. But you know, if you've got any Gear Wrench tools, show us them in action. Mm-hmm. Particularly if you're working on something, those are the ones that generally win.
Nice.
Or they look like really polished up and beautiful on their photos, so they win too.
Right. It's just as easy as snapping a photo, throw it up on Instagram, and using the hashtag and tagging Gear Wrench, and you're entered for that month's giveaway.
Yeah. Tag Snail Trail too.
Yes.
I think that'd be cool.
That would be fun.
Yeah. It doesn't disqualify you if you hashtag Snail Trail too. So that would be awesome too. We could follow that and see that. I follow that hashtag Snail Trail. So I will see those, and then I'll get more kudos and questions like, what is Jimmy doing over there? I'm like, I don't know. He's just killing it. Tyler are killing it. Yeah. Let's not have him on our party podcast.
All good, CJ.
Cool. Yeah. Does CJ listen to the podcast?
I don't know.
We'll have to find out.
Gear Wrench CJ.
Yeah.
I'll ask him.
I doubt it.
He's a busy dude.
Yes.
All right. Well, cool. Thanks again for everything. We're going to go watch some videos, and we're going to get a nice little scoring sheet put together so that we can be somewhat objective with this. I don't know how objective it'll be, but we'll see how we can do it. We're going to watch some videos. Hope you guys enjoyed this episode. Hope you guys enjoy all the goodies that are coming your way to one lucky winner here. If you guys have anything that you wanted to say, reach out, ask about, you can send them on over to Snail Trail 4x4 on Instagram, Jimmy or Tyler at snailtrail4x4.com, 4x4 Toyota Tyler, GW underscore Corey, and I Any others? I think that's it. Those are the main ones.
Yeah. Just follow hashtag show us your tool or follow Gear Wrench. And if you have any questions on any of the tools that we covered today or any future tools that are coming out, you know, hit up Corey or you can also get in contact with me. I can help you out as much as I can. So I think, yeah, I think that's it. I think we've got a good long list of tools over there in the corner.
Yeah.
I keep, don't think that, you know, some lucky winner might be me, but unfortunately, everybody else loses.
Yeah. Nice. So cool. Corey, do you have any final words for everybody?
My man boobies are hot.
Jimmy, you have any final words for everyone?
Pry bar.
And with that, my friends, keep growling.
You got a Cyber Monday joke?
No, I don't have a Cyber Monday. You think I have a Cyber Monday joke? That's really specific. That's going deep well.
You can give us a Thanksgiving joke.
My daughter has three of them. Let's see. I try to remember the three that she's been repeating. Okay, here. Why did the turkey cross the road?
No idea.
Because it wanted to be a chicken.
Okay.
There's a good Thanksgiving one. Why didn't the turkey get up for another round?
Get up for another round?
Because it was stuffed?
Because it got the stuffing beat out of them.
Yeah.
And then the last one. What did the turkey say to the hunter?
Gobble, gobble?
Yeah. That's what I was thinking.
It said cluck, cluck.
Got it. Pretending to be the chicken again.
There you go. Mm. Those are the three that I've been repeating in my house for the last 3 weeks.
Repeating.